Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and this is
Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons.
And we're so glad to be on the broadcast here with you to be able to talk to you about the Word of God. Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for allowing us to do this. What a privilege this is. And Terry, what are we talking about?
Well, we've been talking about 10 days of healing, and which 10 days, we've gone through three. And just to summarize these first 3 days, because you really can't overstate it or repeat it too often. You can hear this in your head and go, okay, I get it. But maybe you do, maybe you don't. As we quoted Brother Hagin yesterday, he said, you've got to know this so deeply and so well that they couldn't beat it out of you with a baseball bat. What an image that produces. Yeah, but you know, there is a devil with a baseball bat that would like to beat it
out
of you.
That's right.
To convince you. Out of what, Pastor Terry? Out of the fact that it is God's will to heal
Thank you, Lord.
Just for a moment, take that. God. Mm. If He's God, really God, then He can. His will, if He's God, then He has a determined purpose, heal you. God's will to heal you. It is His will you to be well.
Yeah.
And if we understand that He's willing, He's able, if He's God, and He's willing, that tells us His nature, His ability and His nature. But there's one story, it's not a parable, but an actual thing that happened that the Bible records for us in Matthew. And Pastor, I think if we see it and really think about this and get the right image of this picture, this, just let this little video build up in your mind and see this as we hear from Matthew chapter 8, starting with verse 1.
Okay. When He was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed Him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped Him, saying, Lord, if You will, You can make me clean. Jesus put forth His hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately His leprosy was cleansed.
So let's just look at this for a minute. Leprosy. Leprosy is no good today, but it's pretty much under control, and we don't really fathom the scope of that disease in that day. There was absolutely no cure for it apart from the hand of God.
Right.
And it was looked upon as the low caste of society. It was many perceived it to be a judgment for sin. There must be something wrong with you. It just represented everything nasty about sickness. And they were, in fact, the word for it was unclean, unclean. This man with leprosy really took a chance, on Jesus to come out and to say to Him, it says he worshiped Him by saying, what did he say to Him? Lord, Lord, if you will, I know you can. So this was a move of worship on his part to put himself at risk, put himself in front of all these people, and to submit himself and call him Lord, and to admit first and foremost, I know you can. Well, there are a lot of people that didn't think he could. Well, that had to be settled first. He said, I know you can. But Lord, I really don't know if you will. After all, I'm a leper. Leprosy is incurable. Maybe you've been given a death sentence. It's incurable. Maybe it's not fatal. Maybe it is. And you're destined to live with it the rest of your life. Or maybe they've told you your life is not much left of it to be lived because what you have or the fear of what you might get. Mm. What do we see right here? If you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Think about the compassion of Jesus.
Yeah.
He touched him, not like this, you know, barely touched him. We know this compassion. He touched him. He took him in his hands. Jesus wasn't afraid of that leprosy. And he took him with the compassion. And he said, I will. I picture it, George. I can see it because I've seen that compassion mm-hmm. come on Oral Roberts mm-hmm. or Brother oh, right. Hagin or yep. Brother Copeland, Sister Copeland. Yep. I've seen it come on you. I've had it come on me. Just all abandoned to whatever's going on, just the compassion of God. And then he said, I will. And he grabbed him. So this I will, it wasn't a, well, okay.
Yeah.
Or, well, sure. Why not? Or, well, this time, but I don't know, maybe not next time. Or, this is your lucky day. I will today. Never know what tomorrow will be. No.
Yeah.
This Greek word right here translated, I will, it means I can't help but do it. It's I desire to do it. Yeah. I have the ability to do it. I can't help but get it to you. Yeah. I have to do this. And you've given me the chance by letting me do this. And he grabbed him. He said, I will. That's what Jesus is saying to you right now. I will. Right now, I will. His presence, His Spirit, His anointing, it does the exact same thing today as it did in that day. I will. Right now, I will. And that leprosy, it left.
Yeah, immediately.
It left. Whew. Sorry, George. Out of maybe all the healing accounts we have in the New Testament, this one touches me and affects me so much because of the compassion and impulsive power that Jesus had.
Yeah. You know, in the notes here, you wrote, I will was Jesus' healing with great purpose, intention, deep desire, and intense determination. That was all wrapped up in those two little words, I will. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it right now.
And when he said, I will, he didn't just say it to the man. He said it to the leprosy, and the leprosy got up and left. There was the leprosy, as awful as it was no competition for Jesus' compassion.
Yeah. Wow.
Amen.
He will. He'll do it right now.
He wills to.
He will do it right now. Right now, whatever you're facing, whatever's going on in your body, Jesus is saying, I will, right now. Take hold of it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are disposed to show favors right now. You are disposed to demonstrate your healing, miracle, power right now. Whatever is going on in your body is subject to the name of Jesus, which is above every name. So right now, say this after me. I take hold. Of my healing. Jesus is doing it now. And I am receiving it now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Backs
being healed.
Glory to God.
Elbows, joints.
Thank you,
joints,
Jesus.
Joint disease of all kind is being healed right now.
Amen.
Lord, we receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank degenerative diseases. Degenerative diseases are being healed right now.
Reversed. Yeah.
Yes, it's being reversed.
Leprosy, reversed.
Yeah, reversed.
You know, those other lepers that came that Jesus, he told them, go your way, be healed. There were 10. Well, one of them came back and Jesus said to him, your faith made you whole. What was the difference between the other 9 and him? The other 9 were healed, but when he came back, there was a miracle that replaced what the leprosy had destroyed. When the woman with the issue of blood, when she came and Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Whole, nothing missing. So not only was the blood flow stopped, but there was another step to that. made whatever that had taken from her, whatever the results, the side effects, the long-term effects, the emotional effects, the financial effects, the social effects, the family effects, whatever it was, wholeness came to her.
Thank you, Lord.
To her body and
Thank you, Lord.
To her reputation.
Glory to God.
Wholeness came to him. Wholeness came to that leper. Wholeness came. And and so people are saying right now, well, but where's, I don't have Jesus to touch me. I don't have you to touch me. Pastor, you're not here to touch me.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, we were talking about a friend of ours, Benny Yont, and a couple of years ago, he was in what do you call it, debilitated. He could he could not work, could not function, stuck to a bed and not able to get out of bed. But he was listening to Healing School, Brother Copeland, on Healing School during Southwest Believers Convention, and he had been given attention to the Word. He heard that Word, and Brother Copeland said, do something you couldn't do before. Stand up. And so he did. But he couldn't. But he did. And when he did, when he made a motion towards that, the power of God came on him, and he stood up right then and there and was healed. And had, as I understand it, had been 2 years unable to work. That was Saturday. He was at work Monday. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And testifies every week to all of his employees. Every week he's given, in fact, all the time. He can't help but tell what Jesus did for him. That happened for him. Laying in his bed in another state, completely somewhere else, listening to the Word preached, just like you're doing right now. Wherever you are, Jesus is alive. But Pastor, do you want to talk about this, about the centurion?
Oh, sure.
You want to tell that? We went a little long yesterday, didn't quite get to our outlines, but Lord, where do we go? Do we finish what we had yesterday? Do we jump onto what we have for today? But it just seems good for you to hear this today and what to finish this out.
Matthew 8:5. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will.
There it is. And George, this is only a couple of verses after the leprosy.
Right.
So we've got a running theme going here.
We've got a theme going.
I will
come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour.
This is so powerful because we can relate to this. First of all, if we can take it apart here, the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Well, let's stop and think about that. That doesn't mean you need to say, Lord, I'm unworthy. First of all, this was a man outside the covenant, the Abrahamic covenant.
Yeah.
He didn't have that inroad that the Jewish people had at that time. Mm-hmm. So, but he recognized the authority of Jesus and the authority of his word. And he also had some understanding of not only his ability, but also his will. Because he said, Lord, my servant lies at home, tormented. And he's, in another place, in another account of this, he said, speak the word only. I just need you to speak the word. I don't need you to come to my house because in that day and time, it would have been, wouldn't have been right for Jesus to go to this man's house because he wasn't a Jewish believer. So Jesus said to him, he said, I will come and heal him. Don't be bothered about that house business. But the man said, no, you just speak the word. You speak the word and my servant will be healed. Mm. Because I'm a man under authority and I'm a man in authority. I understand how authority works. What's he saying here too? Your authority is in your word. And if you say it, it's as good as done. All you have to do is say it. And I'll act on it. So Jesus, how did he respond to that, George? He said that was the greatest faith he had ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Peter, yeah. James,
they're all standing
John,
there.
They're all there. Yeah. But I think you were preaching about this one time, and you're like kicking a rock when, you know, like, oh, I thought it was me. I thought I had great faith, you know. But no, Jesus made everybody to realize this man understood the authority of the word, and that his word was his will.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I will come, I will heal. Man said, send your word, and your word will heal. And you know that's what happened.
Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Boy, you could really preach a year on speak the word only. And that's what he said. That's what he told Jesus. And as a result of, because he believed that he would, Jesus would handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Speak the word only and my servant will be healed. And that's what happened. We need to learn how to do that.
Yeah. And so that the speaking of that word is, it's the word spoken that we hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, or you could say by hearing the spoken word. The preached word, and it's also when you're reading the word, what's it saying to you?
Mm.
Is it just kind of in one ear, out the other? Or are you grabbing it? Are you letting it speak to you? You! This should speak to you. This should speak to you about the will of God in His word. Jesus' word was His will, His word not only could, but would do whatever he would do. His word being sent was the same as as Jesus himself walking through the door.
Yeah.
There was no difference.
Yeah.
No difference.
Yeah.
And he wants us to believe that too.
Yeah.
Just speak the word and I will be well. Praise God.
Yeah. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I was healed. I was healed. What am I doing? I'm speaking the word. I'm believing what God said he would do, he would do. And he has done, and he's doing it in you right now. I just believe that that healing anointing is there and present where you are. Standing there, sitting there, whatever's going on in your life right now, just stop. Just stop and begin to receive what God has willed for you to have and what God has willed for you to be. I believe in Jesus' name that brain injury, the effects of brain injury, you're being healed right now. Whether it's been an accident of some kind or some kind of a traumatic blow to the head, that brain damage is being healed and you are coming back to yourself, back stronger than you ever have been. I speak the word of life over you right now. I speak the word of God over you right now, that you are healed and delivered from that infirmity. You are redeemed from the curse of the law. The curse of the law has been swallowed up in the blessing of Abraham. Now just say, I receive that. I receive it.
I receive it.
I receive
Thank
it.
You, Lord. I receive
I take
it.
Hold of that in Jesus' name. That's mine. That's mine.
And you know, Jesus understood this. Psalm 107:20 says, he sent his word and healed them.
Yeah.
Now notice it doesn't say he sent his word to heal them. That would leave room for maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't.
Yeah.
But he sent
his word
and it did it.
It did it.
He sent his
it
word and healed them. And Jesus, his whole foundation for being able to minister to people with an expectation of God's will being done was he knew he was acting on God's word. God's will is his word. God's word is his will. acting on his word is acting in line with his will. When you do God's will, then he gets involved in that process with you.
Exactly. I like what you wrote here, talking about being made in the image of God. You were made in his image. By his design, you were created to be like him. This is developed by his will at work in you. I like that phrase. His will is at work in us. His will is working in us. What he wills, he says. And what he says works his will. So put that will of his will, the word of his will in you in abundance, more abundant than there is sickness. That's really a great statement right there. Put the word of his will in you. Get that deposited down on the inside so that that's working on the inside of you.
You want that word in there so much. It's like this. You know, when the Bible talks a lot about eating his word. His word is the bread of life. Think of it like this. When you are what you eat. You are what you eat. You know, if you don't eat anything but popcorn, candy, and hot dogs, well, that's what you're going to be, junk food. But if we eat his word and you put it in there, just know that when you put it in, it's working. His will is working. Mm-hmm. It's working in you.
Yeah. I mean, I just saw when you mentioned that, I just saw this scripture here in Matthew 12, and it's in, I'll start in verse 34. Generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. That's why it's so important to get the word down on the inside.
Abundance.
I'll never forget this, what Gloria said about that scripture. From the abundance of your heart, your mouth leaks.
Your mouth leaks. It's true. You can't keep it from coming out. And so that's why we have these products available for you, this Healing Promise Package, because we want to help you get it in an abundance. Now, there are a lot of different ways to do that. And of course, we have a whole shopping cart full of things. But this we want to give to you. And it's the Word of God, multiple scriptures on healing in multiple translations. Mm-hmm. I love that. It takes a lot of translations to capture in our thinking in English what God said so simply and profoundly and so deeply in Hebrew and in Greek. So we have that. And then this MP3 with 8 messages on it. Healing, it is always God's will. Now, sometimes we cut his will short and he can't get his will to us, but it isn't because he didn't want to.
That's right.
And it isn't because he didn't have a way to get it to you. We just cut him off. So we want to give that to you. And we have an announcer coming up to tell you how you can take advantage of it. Phew, what a blessing.
From the beginning of creation, God's will was for mankind to live in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. His will for you hasn't changed. In fact, the Bible is full of promises for you to be healed. Get the Healing Promise Package and receive the audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, Healing, It Is Always God's Will, as well as the Healing Promises book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and the Psalm 103 card to help you declare God's word wherever you go. Understand that healing is a promise coming from the very life force of God. When Jesus defeated the curse and was raised with resurrection life, he made a way for that life force to flow from the Father to you. At the same time he paid for your salvation, he paid for your physical healing. Gain victory over every struggle and live in divine health. Feed yourself on the healing promises of God and be transformed and renewed, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you well, and it's his will for you to be healed. Get your free copy of the Healing Promise Package and take hold of God's plan for your healing. Use these free study resources to build your faith and receive your healing and wholeness today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
We've been talking a lot about the will of God. And Terry, I was thinking about just a few moments ago about a will that somebody leaves. And in that will is the inheritance. And that inheritance belongs to someone that was designated to them. And I remember one time Gloria and I were sitting and we were talking about our inheritance in Christ. And she made the statement, she took her Bible and says, well, we're going to have the reading of the will.
Oh, that's good.
And so the reading of the will states very clearly that you are healed and healing is yours. It's His, it's in the will. And we are partakers of that inheritance in Christ.
It's wonderful. And you know that will, God has a will. He has a will for you. Mm-hmm. He has a will towards you. He has a will and a plan for you. And you know, some of the things that keeps people from healing is not being in line with God's will for their life, His purpose for them. And that's really important. And there are a lot of you that need to identify that purpose on a much higher level. Maybe you know and you've been putting it off, but I want to invite you to come to Kenneth Copeland Bible College. It's a 2-year program. And in that program, it's preparation for ministry, whether you are a lay minister or just a regular person, or you're called to a pulpit ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Maybe you're called to work in a ministry. Maybe you're just called to serve in your church, or just called to be a believer, reaching out to people and teaching and living and demonstrating the Word of God. I want to invite you to consider Kenneth Copeland Bible College. You can find out more and get an application, kcbiblecollege.org. And do that. Everyone that we've talked said, oh, I thought I knew something about faith, but my God, my God, my God, come in here. It's like drinking water out of a fire hydrant, not a fire hose, but straight out of the hydrant. And so I'm telling you, it's powerful to be here. And we have all ages. We've got people who are already doctors and lawyers and teachers and got some right out of high school. So kcbiblecollege.org. Until then, we want to remind you, of course, how much
God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.